Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2302, The New Old, by Rosalind Palmer of rosalindpalmer.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Hello and welcome to another bonus Sunday episode where I share an article from one of the other podcasts in our network. Today's post comes from Optimal Relationships Daily, where articles covering all types of relationships are read to you every day. So with that, let's hear this one from Greg as we optimize your life.
The New Old by Rosalind Palmer of rosalindpalmer.com. Did you know that the Queen sends out 18 times as many 100-year birthday telegrams as she did when she ascended to the throne in 1952? Yes, that's right. Today is the era of the 100-year-old supermodel, an 89-year-old media star. Check out Batty Winkle, the American internet personality, when you have a free moment. 70% of those aged 50-plus in the UK are active on Facebook. Older people are behaving differently today, and yet advertising and marketing agencies have been slow to catch on. I attended the 4th annual Mature Marketing Association Summit recently, and I'm happy to report that this is now changing. No longer are good brands and progressive advertisers thinking that it's good enough to depict all over 50s as the same, and put hazy pictures of silver-haired people in resort wear running down sand dunes every time they want to sell them something. Over the last few years, they have woken up to the fact that the original punk rockers are now in their 50s and 60s, and that the biggest sale of Harley-Davidsons and convertible cars are to the 50-plus market. As of 2020, a third of the workforce is 50-plus. Over 50s spend a greater share of nation's income than any other group, and they are now the UK's 9th biggest mortgage lenders. The bank of mom and dad is now nearly as powerful as Barclays, and a lot more flexible and human, no doubt. So why is it that when I turned 50, that the Saga and Innovations catalog landed on my doormat? As I contemplated a new tattoo and internet dating, someone thought I'd like an adjustable bath rail and Velcro shoes. Well, that is probably because only 5.6% of those who work in the UK advertising industry is aged over 50. The average age of advertising executives is 33. So they think that all new cars and funky fashion should be sold to the younger consumer, not the ones who have the money, the 50-plus market. The new old doesn't look like the old old. My sister and I recently realized that a much-cherished black-and-white photograph of us holding hands with our grandmas as we strolled along the seafront at Sutton-on-Sea depicted two women who were younger than we are today. They have gray-permed hair, long flowery dresses, granny sandals, and although unseen, I remembered the bloomers and other terrible undergarments. We look nothing like that. We feel nothing like that. As if life is already in its closing stages, and that feeling sexy or attractive is taboo. The fact is that we now live longer, so we are older for longer. So staying healthy in body and mind is vital. There's already a backlash against anti-aging creams and potions. Why shouldn't we want to age? The alternative doesn't bear thinking about. We've seen the horrible effects that bad plastic surgery can have on celebrities who felt they had to stay looking young, and we have seen the likes of Helen Mirren as a poster girl for what an older woman who is comfortable in her own skin looks like. The beauty brands Dove and Kiehl's, with its Act Any Age campaign, are getting it right. They show women who are not afraid to show their bodies and personalities in their later age. Perhaps that is why another interesting statistic is that the biggest rise in naturists is the over 50s. What is now more true than ever before is that age is a state of mind. Glastonbury and music festivals are now multi-generational, as the grandparents, parents, and kids all share a trendy yurt together. The Rolling Stones still tour. Mick Jagger does the equivalent of a marathon on stage every night, and no one has told him he's old. So he doesn't think it, and he doesn't act it. He's not immature or hedonistic, just vital. In a huge survey by Sun Life, 72% of men aged between 75 and 85 said that regular intimacy is crucial to maintaining a relationship. 85% of retirees felt that they retired too early, and a fifth who retired went on to get another job. 60% eat healthily, and 58% keep their mind active. The other 42% need to get on board with this one. It's not just doing the crossword or Sudoku that will make the difference, but having a mindset that reaching age 50 is literally the 50% mark, a staging post to the next 50 years of life. Interview people over 50, and they say that they want to be happy, independent, energetic, strong, individualistic, and live for now. A great plan. As more of now will stretch into a longer tomorrow, we need to invest in it. Get your mind right, your body right, your nutrition right, and your fun quota right. The best is yet to come. You just listened to the post titled "The New Old" by Rosalind Palmer of rosalindpalmer.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
And thanks a million to Rosalind for this refreshing reminder that you are only as old as you feel. It's really funny how a saying like that, it feels nice to people, perhaps uplifting, but it's usually so overused that it's looked over. Well, I love this article because Rosalind is trying to wake people up to the reality of this. Whether or not you feel young, a lot of other people do, and the world is most certainly accommodating. To me, an article like this is really a great first step for people who are at least middle-aged, but really anyone who's concerned about getting older or aging too quickly, to start breaking through their limiting beliefs about aging. Now, I'm not one to preach breaking free from limiting beliefs just by deciding to. There's often a lot more to it than that. But an article like this is a great start because it provides a lot of hard evidence that justifies the changing of limited beliefs about aging. Living a life of enthusiasm, activity, and opportunity is not just a myth to make those who are aging feel better. Listed here are concrete examples and statistics to believe in. So if you know anyone who feels as though their lives are ending and that there's less and less fun to be had, direct them towards Rosalind's site stat. I'm going to let you go do that now as it is time to wrap up, folks. May you all leave today with a breath of new life and the realization that there is a lot more youth left in you, no matter how old you are, should you seek it. Have a great rest of your day. Thank you for joining. And do come on back tomorrow for another episode of ORD with more great relationship content for you and where your optimal life awaits.